Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app. The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello, you're listening to the Vox Markets Daily Podcast without Justin Waite. If you're wondering why, he's on holiday. However, I have no doubt in my mind he'll still be checking the RNSs every morning, no matter where in the globe he is. Before we dive in, do check out the newly released Vox Markets IPO Watch magazine, which introduces companies going public in the coming months on our website, www.voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
Welcome to the Vox Markets Podcast. Today we have on the show David Bramhill, CEO of Union Jack Oil. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for asking me. Good morning, everybody.
For those of us who don't know about Union Jack, can you quickly just tell us about the company?
I'd be delighted. Union Jack is totally focused on UK onshore projects. And we take interest at how it all starts. You have a company would have 100% of the project. Nobody wants 100% risk. So we come along. And in the latter days, along with our commercial partner, Humber Oil and Gas, we negotiate with these companies and say, oh, we'd like 10, 15, 20, whatever percentage we can afford or get from these companies. So we'd become part of that project. We're put on the license. And if we discover oil or gas, then obviously we reap the rewards of this. If we don't discover anything, then the money's spent. Simple as that. But we take interest in quite a few. And at the moment, For once, we've got a lot of activity on, especially with Fisker 4 being spudded pretty soon, and also this latest deal, West Newton, with a new company called Raffin.
Great. Thanks. And today you had a bit of news out today. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, of course. It's been a long story. We first started talking to Raffin Energy, which is a subsidiary of a Canadian company called Connaught, 2 years ago. And it's taken us, really, it's been a long, long journey to get part of this deal. We've loved it. My geological director, Graham Borton, consultant, he loved it from day one. So we've been negotiating and cost and all this. It's a little bit expensive for us at first, but we managed to. We've got a very, very good deal. And we've also come in with our commercial partners, Humber Oil and Gas. So it's an actual discovery, the West Newton 1 discovery, 190 BCF, billion cubic feet of gas. You translate that into oil, it's 30. If you translate our percentage, it gives an immediate contingent resource of just about 5 million barrels more to Union Jack. We're still tiny, market cap of under 9 million. So it's created, really, just the fact that we've got the ink drying on the paper has made us we've got two pretty good resources, one with Bressel, where we're still trying to get planning permission, long story, and we've got Fisker 4 to drill, good upside, terrific upside there, we've been waiting a while for that, and of course West Newton, and work has already started on the drill pad there, so we're in good shape.
Yeah, and it's looking quite positive for now.
Yes, yeah, you get the problem with a resource company. You get your good days, you get your bad days. As long as they even out, then fine.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you. And could you give us three reasons for followers on Vox Markets to follow Union Jack Oil?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, what I say is I always say, we are a high-risk company, and I always say that to investors, they're not stupid, but I always say it anyway, because we've got risk, obviously. But we've got what I believe to be a terrific amount of news flow coming over the next few months. That's reason number one. Number two, we've got transparency. people know where they can get hold of me, and we give information as it happens. It's real time, as it should be. Mm-hmm. And we always try to do what it says on the tin. Sometimes it doesn't always work out the way you'd like, but that's what we try and do.
Great. I love that. Do what it says on the tin. It's very important nowadays, especially.
Of course it is.
Well, thank you, David, for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
Looking forward to hearing more news in the future.
Yeah, anytime. Good luck.
Great. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
As always, here are the top five most followed companies. Number five, Tuple, ticker TOOP. Number four, Asia Met Resources, ticker ARS. Number three, Nuframix, ticker NFX. Number two, HVivo PLC, ticker HVO. And number one on the most followed company list on Vox Markets, Faron Pharmaceuticals, ticker FARN. The top five most liked RNSs today. Number five, Horizont Minerals, some director shareholding there. Number four, Fast Forward Innovations, Investee Company Update, Factum, and Uya. Number three, Purchase of Interest in Greatland Gold, PLC. And number two and number one are both Rehobold Resources, number two being completion of investment in Rathlin Energy. And number one, the exercise of Danube Petroleum Option.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research. Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.